a fever and it was trying to break into my house.
Animals attack.
My husband was working on a lawn and the duck was trying to attack him.
With Brad and John.
To see, you know, a full-size elk standing in your downstairs living room.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know they could do that.
Animals attack. These are real animal attack stories. We do not embellish the facts of these stories in any way.
However,
we will engage in careless, slanderous speculation. Although it's not necessary in this one this morning, this week in the Brad and John Show, it's man versus bull.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
The running of the bulls going on this week in Spain. And it started a couple days ago. We are two runs in. We just had our second run this morning, Brad. And the Americans not faring well. We are not going to win
the
World
Cup
of bull running. We did well
overseas in soccer, yeah.
Day number one, a San Francisco man was hospitalized in the opening run. The 46-year-old man was gored in the neck.
Ah, right in the carotid artery.
And this was
the
jugular. This was right at the end of the course.
He probably let up. That's where most accidents happen. He is thought, 5 miles from home.
I made it.
He got I'm cruising good. Across the finish line. Somebody get my picture.
That's probably what it was.
Who's got the camera?
Because you are not allowed to run with a camera yourself, or at least you can't do like selfies and stuff when you're running with it. They'll throw you out.
What a selfie that would be, though.
But I bet
a horn right up your backside.
Yeah, I bet he was mugging for the cameras when all of a sudden one of those things came up behind him and got him right in the neck. So he's in the hospital. And then a 23-year-old man from Kentucky was reportedly gored in the thigh and hospitalized as well. That was day one of the fun in Pamplona. So today, day two, the run is done for the day. And five people have been injured, including one with a minor goring today. You got two men and a woman hospitalized with head injuries, some with severe bruises today. Another runner was treated for bruises, and a fifth was gored in the back by a horn, but that person didn't need hospital treatment.
I want to see someone cover the bull's ass, you know, like after the run, you know, you get the bulls back to where their stable is or something. Are they taking their horns and like drawing out stuff, you know, plays in the dirt? Kind of like, okay, I'm going to chase them this way. I'll force them into the wall, and then, bam, you gore them, you know?
I think the bulls, don't they end up getting whacked at the end of that thing?
Did they end up killing them?
I thought they did. The six bulls that ran today come from a ranch called the Sabata Gago Ranch, known for raising ferocious bulls. They were surrounded by tame cattle for most of the 930-yard run.
They should hire that bull that just had the Longhorn World Championship where the horns were 10 foot 8 inches across. He run all the way down that alleyway and just sweep everybody down the street.
Yeah, I don't know if he'd fit down those narrow alleyways in Pamplona. 930 yards. So picture, you have to run 9 football fields, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, 1 football field, half a football field with a bull in the vicinity. Yeah.
And aren't they running like
enough
on smashed tomatoes and stuff?
Well, you're running on cobblestone, and it's a slippery surface that you're on for 930 yards until you get into that ring. The race today lasted 2 minutes and 23 seconds. So we're two
Somebody
runs.
Ran 9 football fields in 2 minutes and 30 seconds?
2 minutes and 23 seconds.
Wow. I guess that's pretty good. Better than I can do. I
guess you could if you had a bull behind you. I think you could.
Problem solved.
Yeah.